One of the questions I get asked all the freaking time is, how fast should my easy runs be? This is even more frequent than when I was coaching all the time because we've hyped zone two into madness, right? So what's the answer? How fast should they be? Here's the cop out before I give you the actual answer, is it depends. Yes, it depends, but I'm going to tell you what it depends on. So first, before we dive into how to decide, I think a couple of key lessons here is first, either side will work to a degree. If you look at the history of endurance training, of course we're going to go there, as we've had people succeed at the highest level with cranking their easy runs. They're relatively steady, they're high-end aerobic. Back in the day, Jim Peters used this strategy to set the world record in the marathon and really demolish the world record in the marathon. Seb Coe famously ran most of his easy days very quickly. We've had lots of modern examples. On the flip side, we had coaches like Ernst Van Aken and athlete Harald Norpoth take it really freaking slow. Everything was relatively slow. We've had other more modern athletes take this approach and have success. Why? Because what we're doing here is we're playing with the details. So here's how I want you to think about it. There is no magic adaptation that happens at 7 minute pace versus 6 minute pace or what have you. It's kind of a spectrum, especially on the easy, relatively easy aerobic stuff, is we're working most of the adaptations you can get either way. The difference is this. If you run slower, we have to accumulate more volume to do so. They attack slightly different angles, but not entirely. We have to compensate more with more targeted high-end aerobic stuff, more marathon pace work, lactate threshold pace work, stuff in that kind of heavy, steady, or near steady intensity zones. Okay? One of the reasons this works is if you're going really easy, well, guess what? Like you're going longer, and that fatigue causes you to recruit more fast twitch fibers as the slow twitch kind of fatigue out, run out of glycogen, all those things. And you eventually train those kind of moderate in between fibers as well. The other way, if you run steady all the time, well, guess what? You're not using the length or the distance as much to get to those moderate or harder to recruit intermediate mix fast twitch, slow twitch fibers. Instead, you're using the intensity, right? That will cause that fatigue to occur. So you can try in most of those intermediate fibers aerobically because you're going pretty steady all the time. Okay? It's like this trade-off, all right? And that's all it is. So when we talk about, okay, should we go really easy or moderately easy or steady, you're doing a trade-off of how do I want to essentially push the envelope eventually to get some of these intermediate fibers and things in enough volume or enough intensity to cause these aerobic adaptations, not only in my easy to recruit slow twitch fibers. That's what it's all about. Now, which path you go will depend on you as the athlete and the goal. Some people are going to favor the more steady route. There's a reason that Seb Coe liked to keep his runs pretty steady. A, he wasn't running as much volume, okay? B, because he was a middle distance runner, the slower he went, the less efficient he was, and the more kind of mechanically taxing it is. Although not to this extreme, all you have to do is watch a sprinter try and jog, and you see him bounce up and down, and they're not very efficient that way. So it comes with a mechanical cost. Counter that with a slow twitch oriented athlete, and whether 7 minute pace or 6 minute pace or even 8 minute pace, they're relatively freaking efficient at it. Okay? So they're not having a trade-off in terms of like this mechanics where it becomes like really awkward or impacts their kind of elasticity or muscle tension with it. The other things that matter here are recoverability. If you're someone who can bounce back really quickly, then you can run a little bit faster on the steady stuff. This is why sometimes, even though they can handle slower stuff and be okay, slow twitch athletes like to kind of, keep it pretty steady. Not all of them, some of them. Why? Because they can bounce back quicker. It's not as damaging. They do a quick 10 miler at 6 minute pace or the equivalent for you of steady. And they say, you know what? That didn't dig me in a hole. For others, that will dig them in a hole pretty quickly. They'll run through all their slow twitch fibers. They'll run through more of their glycogen. They'll create a little bit more fatigue and they don't feel recovered the next day. So step one, as I would ask you, is what kind of runner are you? What are you looking for? And what is your recoverability? So let's run through those a little bit. Number one is like, what's the goal of the easy run? That's going to shift depending on the timing of it, depending on how much volume you're running, depending on what you're trying to attack. Is it the marathon or the 800? The longer the distance, the more kind of closer to the specific race pace easy running is. If we're running ultras, it's not that far from our race pace, okay? So that shifts it. If we're an 800 runner, often those easy runs become very general in their support. Yes, they matter. Yes, we want to build the aerobic base, but they're general. They're not tied as close to the race pace. So start with that. What is the goal? That goal, as I said, will shift during the season. In the base period, it's often to build up our aerobic volume or aerobic capacity. They are the main thing. They are the thing we're emphasizing there, okay? As we get into preseason or competitive season, those easy runs shift. They often become more about maintaining the aerobic base. As things shift, we can change the stimulus a little bit. So even those people who are used to running steady can go a little bit easier. Why? Because we're talking about recoverability. Often easy runs shift to a little bit easier because we're doing more harder workouts or more intense works during competitive season. So guys who like to go steady and fast, sometimes, not always, sometimes we can take the reins back because the point of them have shifted. So I would ask yourself, when we look at easy runs, is it to build the thing, support the thing, or maintain the thing? That will shift, okay? If you need to build it, often you can go a little bit steadier. This is the original Lydiard idea, where because they were only doing easy runs, essentially, and a little bit other things, but mostly easy runs, they were able to have some of those go much steadier than if you're doing miles with 2 to 3 hard workouts in there. They often become easier or slower because they're not the emphasis. The other point is, what is surrounding it? So often we look at easy runs in isolation and we say, okay, how fast should I go this? But that's not always the right way to look at it. If all you're doing is running slowly, and you're not adding anything at some point, especially pre-competitive, something a little bit more intense in terms of like marathon pace or lactate threshold, half marathon pace or hour long pace. What we have here is you've got a little bit of a gap here where you're getting a lot of the slow end and moderate fibers activated and trained, but not pushing that high end aerobic intensity. This is why you often see athletes like Marius Bakken and others who innovated the Norwegian, you know, training threshold model. They often tell you your easy runs can be pretty dang slow. Why? Because you're taking care of a lot of those intermediate stimulus by doing a high volume of threshold or sub-threshold work. If you try to be steady on top of that, you're kind of double dipping and all you're doing is fatiguing yourself for the actual threshold work. So if your training model includes a lot of threshold or sub-threshold work already, you don't want your normal easy day to be steady. You're trying to hit the same kind of relative intensity too often. So instead, you want to go really easy on the easy days and then take care of the high-end aerobic on the threshold days. On the flip side, if you run a training program or a model or a period of training where there is minimal threshold or high-end aerobic or marathon pace stuff, that's where you might want to include more steady work because you want to run that gamut to make sure you're not just going really simple and easy. And the last part here, which is what kind of runner are you? Not only recoverability, not only fast twitch versus slow twitch, which will you know, impact your recoverability and your mechanics and all that stuff, but like what causes you to enjoy the thing and causes you to have more stress or push you to where every run becomes kind of tough. For some runners, they need the easy runs to be mostly conversational or relatively or pretty easy so that they can enjoy it and put in the miles. If you ask them to be kind of steady, most of the time there's not as much talking, there's not as much enjoyment. Maybe that wears on them psychologically, not just physiologically. You have to ask yourself, what can you sustain, both by yourself and perhaps in a group? What can you sustain over the long haul? Because after we get through that base phase especially, but like easy runs become the support or maintenance. If instead they're becoming the thing that drags on you and holds you back or contributes to that fatigue, then you've got workouts contributing to the mental fatigue and physical fatigue, and then you've got easy runs contributing to mental fatigue as you try and hit some arbitrary pace to like feel like you're not getting junk miles, which, by the way, aren't a thing. You don't just suddenly not adapt to some intensity. And yes, I hear them often say that like junk miles is just like minimizing the least bang for your buck training. But again, that depends on the volume and individual athlete. If you're running 100 miles of pretty easy stuff, guess what? There are no junk miles in there. It's all relatively contributing because you're accumulating this large amount of volume when under fatigue because you can't kind of bounce back from it. So it does the work of running 60 miles steady. It's the interplay that matters. This is why a blanket statement of junk miles does not apply. It doesn't. It's not a real thing. I can rant on all this all day. So the point is, look, I'm not here to tell you that your easy run should be, you know, 90 seconds slower than your 5K pace, 2 minutes slower, a minute slower. Yes, at some point there is a, like, if you're going hard every day and you're approaching your threshold every day, that's probably a problem and you're gonna, you know, not survive even off of relatively low mileage. But the point is, like, it's going to vary. And it just needs to align with your goals, what you're utilizing it for, who you are, your mechanics, all of those things. And that takes time and effort and understanding a sense of feeling and responding to it versus trying to hit an arbitrary measure, especially when it comes to training in the heat or altitude or some sort of external stressor, which makes it tougher. Look, if I tried to run steady every day in the summer of heat of Houston, Texas, I would burn out very quickly, no matter how good I am, because the heat and humidity causes more fatigue, which is gonna make it really freaking impossible to handle it. I tried for different periods of my career, did not go well. I had to go much slower than even competitors who I was beating or racing against because of that conditions. So there you go. There's no magic easy pace. It's going to vary. Like, I'm sorry it's one of those it depends things, but I think this is freeing because you get to look at the totality of your training and your history and say, okay, what do I need right now? What can I handle? What can I bounce back? If easy runs are the emphasis, I can err a little bit more on creating fatigue or getting a little tired. If not, if I'm maintaining, then if I'm going too hard on my easy runs and it's taking away from the main thing, then perhaps I need to chill. There you go. Like, subscribe, share this with people, runners, folks who you know this will value. I appreciate it. Check out the guide I've put in the show notes as well to help, you know, summarize this video and give you some tools. Till next time, everybody, take care, keep training, keep coaching.